Management Division. Item number three, Madam Clerk.
From the Sustainability Director, Facilities Management Division, Department of Administrative Services, requesting authorization to apply for and accept a Wisconsin State Energy Office Planning and Implementing Clean Energy Investments in Wisconsin Communities Grant for fiscal year 2014. This item was also referred to the Parks, Energy, and Environment Committee.
Young man, I do not know you. Introduce yourself. Who are you?
Good morning, Mr. Chair and Supervisors. My name is Gordy Bennett, and I am the Sustainability Director. I work in DAS, Facilities Management.
And how long have you been there?
Since February.
Wow.
Your last name again?
It's Bennett.
Mr. Bennett,
yes,
go right ahead.
Thank you, sir. I'm here to request the board's permission to apply for and accept a Wisconsin State Energy Office Clean Energy Grant. The official title, it's very long-winded, I apologize. It's Planning and Implementing Clean Energy Investments in Wisconsin Communities. Essentially, what the grant can provide the county, if we were approved and funded through our request, would be either a plan to reduce energy countywide or funding to implement specific projects that could be either saving energy in terms of improving our efficiency or increasing our renewable energy production. I believe it's a great opportunity for the county. The amount of funding available, there are 10 grants statewide available, and each grant could be up to $20,000, but it's on order of $5,000 to $20,000. I believe this is a great opportunity for the county, and I appreciate your consideration for it.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Welcome, Mr. Bennett. We've been waiting for you for a few years, actually. I think several of us have appropriated money in the budget for the position, fought veto overrides and everything, and it's been a long time. I'm not sure where you've been hiding since February, but could you help me with... Because I say that only half joking, because I've had interaction even during that time with the city's sustainability division, and I didn't even know we had ours finally filled. We've been waiting so long that I practically gave up on it. Can you give us a little more information about, as broad as this grant program is, what you actually hope to do?
Sure.
Obviously, you can do many things with it, but what are we actually going to apply for?
Mr. Chair, Supervisor, I envision and would like to apply under the planning track of the grant. I believe that it would be helpful for the county to set strategic goals for reducing energy, and one of the first steps of doing so would be to create a benchmark of our existing energy use countywide. We have done facilities management, and my predecessor and colleague Steve Keith has done work in this area, so it's not that we're starting from scratch. What this grant could provide is would actually support the time that I spend dedicating towards developing a strategy for better energy management countywide. Specifically, a specific example of what the grant could be used towards is inputting our energy use data into a tool called Portfolio Manager, which is a Department of Energy tool, and that would allow us to compare, you know, the energy performance of our facilities to similar facilities across the country. So, you know, we could, if data is available, similar data is available, we could compare the energy performance of the courthouse or House of Correction, just picking these, you know, as examples, with other similar facilities across the country. So I would see this as like a first step towards developing a strategy, and the grant would be, as mentioned in the report, I would list my time as in-kind support towards the grant to give us a better advantage, I suppose, over other applications.
Do we have nothing else going on? I don't remember any significant capital items or anything that was related to. I mean, this seems good, but it seems pretty baseline. I'm surprised that we haven't been doing that already. But do we have nothing else already going on, or what if they don't fund this? You still expect to do it with existing resources, or how do we get moving? How do we, I mean, yeah. I wasn't even here when the green print was passed. I mean, that's how long ago that was done, mm-hmm. and yet we're still waiting on a lot of that, it mm-hmm. seems.
Yeah, I think one of the important steps is to come up with goals within all areas of sustainability, including energy and energy management, but recycling, waste reduction, all these areas. We need to develop a refine our strategy. We are capital projects that are in the works and funded do touch on energy management. We've had a lot of energy efficiency improvements over the past since the green print was implemented. Actually, our energy use has gone down by 10% during that time. That's including electric use, natural gas, steam. So we've had a lot of progress. And as I mentioned, Steve Keith has done a lot of legwork in this area. But one of the missing pieces is looking, you know, inputting our data and comparing it with other local governments and seeing how we're doing, and, you know, try to identify facilities that may not be performing very well at this point, and perhaps we could target our future efforts, efficiency efforts, in those areas, in those buildings. So, yes, we have done some work, but we still need to refine our strategy.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Sura Jersey.
Thank you. Would you give us a little bit of your background, please?
Sure. Prior to this position, I was sustainability manager at the University of Tennessee, and I worked in that position for about 4.5 years. I have a master's degree in environmental planning from University of Cincinnati. And I'm new to the area. I grew up in Indiana, and I've had a real strong interest in career in the environmental field for several years now. So I'm pleased to be here. I apologize that it's taken a while for me to introduce myself.
What part of Indiana?
Bloomington, Indiana. Sure.
My daughter went to Butler.
Oh, great.
Nice state. What department are you in?
Basically, that's what you do.
Are you in?
Mr. Chair, Supervisors, I am in Department of Administrative Services in Facilities Management Division.
So you're not in Architecture and Engineering?
No, I'm actually a separate unit, if you will, within the department. But I actually work on the same floor in City Campus as our Architecture, Engineering, and Environmental Services units.
And are you a member of the Facilities Committee that's looking at the C.B. Richard Ellis report?
No, I'm not.
Seems to be a missing link there. Maybe we could ask Ms. Sesh to look at that. Have you been familiarizing yourself with the C.B. Richard Ellis report?
Yes, to a certain extent I have, yeah.
I mean, it certainly does take up all of the issues of utility usage, et cetera, with regard to the facility, emphasizing important issues. I mean, I'm glad to see you're doing this grant. That's encouraging, but... I would hope this kind of a resume and focus that you have can be used. Certainly, we've had the Johnson Controls contracts. Have you worked with that at all?
No, not at this point, no.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Any other questions? The pledge of the committee.
Move approval.
We have a motion for move approval. Can we amend your motion so they can come back with goals and what projects they want? Because this is very vague.
Whatever you would like, Mr. Chairman.
I'm just asking. Can you accept that from me?
Absolutely.
All right. Do everybody understand the motion?
I don't.
I think Supervisor Brokowski would like them to come back and with a little bit more information about what kind of programs and what strategies and goals they want to do. If you read the report, and it's very, very vague report, I like what the in-kind time they're going to put in to match and supplies. But other than that, you have nothing else what they're going to do. So we need to at least to see exactly.
Mr. Chairman, can I respond?
Go ahead. Before you respond, can we just have it outlined that we have it properly? Go, Mr. Supervisor.
Well, I support everything that you're talking about here, but this is really a resolution permitting them to authorize and apply for a Wisconsin State Energy Planning. Mm-hmm. I'm all for getting that grant approved. I think mm-hmm. this committee can ask for additional information, whatever it wants. I don't see any reason to delay the resolution, though.
No, I'm not delaying the resolution, but Supervisor Jersey, read it very carefully. And you know, it says...
Maybe I don't understand the resolution.
Apply and accept the grant. Yeah. If they apply and accept the grant, they don't have to come back to this committee at all. They can do whatever they would like to do with the grant.
So you are amending it how?
Just to get the information. Just what kind of program?
Report back to the committee.
Report to the committee, say these are our goals, these are our strategies, just to see what they're going to do with the grant.
Okay, I didn't understand that. We are still moving forward on this.
Correct.
Very good.
Supervisor, I'll let you finish. And let's have a good day. This is the holiday spirit. I'm very happy that you applied for grants because we've been asking about grants. I'm happy that hopefully we'll get it, but we just need to know what you're going to do with it.
Mr. Chair, don't argue with anyone in December who has a white beard.
Just in case.
Just in case. Got some charcoal might be coming. Oh, I'm sorry. So
we're going to ask what they're going to do with the grant before we get the grant or after they get the grant?
After.
So that's what I understood. Like we let them apply, and then if they get the grant, then they're going to come back to us and say, here's what we're going to do with it.
Correct.
Okay. That's how I understood the motion.
Thank you very much.
I understood it crystal clear. I just wanted to, you know, just for the record, to clarify for everybody. I don't have a white beard, but, you know, so I'm not going to get any compliments, I'm sure. But
see what I started?
I couldn't get a white beard either. I couldn't grow a real one.
Okay. My committee really going to have a little some cold, some rotten, whatever. Supervisor, you have anything about the beard?
No.
Okay, thank you.
Just a clarification. So are you removing and accept? So to authorize them to apply for it but not to accept it? Or are you adding a resolve that would require a report back on what they've applied for?
They can apply for it. They can accept it. Just come back with a report.
Let us know what they're going to do with it. Yep, that's good.
Supervisor Bukowski. Is your amendment? Yes, sir.
Yes, it is. And I want to thank you for explaining my amendment very well.
Okay, thank you.
Still don't understand it. Anyways, The clerk had mentioned to me that she needs to have a deadline, and I guess I don't know when this is going to be coming back to us. Maybe Mr. Bennett can explain that.
Mr. Chair, Supervisors, of course, I'd be happy to share what the recommended, what the funding, if we were awarded that, what it would be used towards. And the application for the grant is December 12th, so it's fairly timely. I appreciate your consideration. And as far as when the county needs to get back with the state in terms of accepting any funding that would be awarded, I believe that would be not 100% certain, but I believe it would be sometime in January.
Okay, February cycle.
Call for the amendment.
For clarification, Mr. Chair and Supervisors, are we amending the resolution or were you just amending Supervisor Burkowski's motion just to include
approve and
request for additional information?
Correct.
Is everybody clear? Wyshawn?
Aye.
Burkowski?
Aye.
Jerzyk?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Taylor?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
6 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to approve this item with a request for further information due in the March of 2014 cycle is approved.
All right. Thank you.